Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Monday, February 6, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin with injury news from last night's WWE house show in Pensacola, Florida. Sonya Deville suffered a laceration over her right eye during a triple threat match against Liv Morgan and SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair. Deville was taken out of the match, and medics escorted her to the back where she received stitches. She shared pictures of both the initial cut and the stitches on her social media. Flair won the match by pinning Morgan with a roll-up. The injury to Deville comes just 8 days after she suffered a similar cut over her left eye in the Women's Royal Rumble match at the Alamo Dome, which required 10 stitches to close. Also on last night's card, Cody Rhodes pinned Seth Rollins in the main event, Raw Women's Champ Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch beat Bayley and Io Sky, Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso defeated Braun Strowman and Ricochet, Bray Wyatt went over LA Knight, the Brawling Brutes topped Imperium, and Candice LeRae defeated Piper Niven. Niven also lost to LeRae at the previous night's house show in Columbus, Georgia. These were Niven's first singles matches since July and her first since returning to the Niven persona she had previously used in NXT UK several years ago. In NXT news, recent signee Dragon Lee is having work visa issues which have prevented him from reporting to the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, according to a report yesterday on Wrestling Observer Radio. The report also indicated that Lee was supposed to be introduced in the audience during Saturday night's NXT Vengeance Day event in Charlotte, North Carolina, but was unable to attend due to the ongoing issues. A native of Mexico, Lee announced his signing with WWE on December 28th, following his match at AAA Night of Champions in Acapulco. And in an update on NXT's working relationship with Booker T's Reality of Wrestling, Shawn Michaels indicated during the post-Vengeance Day media call that as of now, the agreement only covers Ivy Nile's upcoming Reality of Wrestling appearance on February 11th, and that he wasn't aware of any concrete plans beyond that. It had been previously reported that NXT would be allowing performers to appear on Reality of Wrestling cards going forward, but Dave Meltzer explained during yesterday's Wrestling Observer Radio that this, for now, is a one-time deal which may lead to further cooperation. Meltzer also reported that WWE has been in similar talks with other independent promotions with regards to using NXT talent, and that some of these are even promotions that have had working relationships with AEW. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.